Red Rose Audio presents the unabridged recording of A Life Such as Heaven Intended, written by Amanda Lauer, narrated by Julie Lancelot. Chapter 1. Wednesday, May 25th, 1864, Dallas, Georgia. She bolted upright in the four-poster bed, the chainspring mattress squeaking in protest. Her heart pounded in her chest as she surveyed the bedroom, searching for the source of the noise that woke her from her early morning slumber. The sun was just cresting the horizon and offered enough light for her to look over every item in her room, the table, wardrobe, a small bookcase filled to overflowing with tomes in various colors and sizes, the chest of drawers, washstand, mahogany empire chair, tall mirror, and chaise lounge. Everything appeared to be exactly where it belonged. Yet Bridget McGinnis swore she had heard a scraping noise. It was the same sound that came to her ears sporadically in the wee hours of the morning when she was home for breaks from the Lucy Cobb Institute. Curiously, as far back as she could remember, she heard the noise intermittently. It never seemed to occur when her father was in residence at their house. John Thaddeus McGinnis spent little time in his hometown of Dallas since the troubles between the states began. As the owner of Hamilton State Bank and caretaker of the old money secured for the well-heeled families in town, he had been asked by President Jefferson Davis to be a member of his cabinet when Davis was elected president of the Confederate States of America in February of 1861. Her father had declined the offer at the time because of family and business obligations. His wife, Bridget's mother, Catherine Agatha Murphy McGinnis, was expecting their fourth child and was confined to her bed for the last 3 months of her term. Mrs. McGinnis was insistent that her husband stay in Dallas until the child was born. In addition, with the talk of war heating up, Mr. McGinnis felt obliged to maintain his position at the helm of the institution he ran. His clients were getting skittish, and he wanted to do everything he could to avoid a run on the bank. When the war between the states was declared on April 12, 1861, Mr. McGinnis pledged his allegiance to the Confederate States. He had no intention of taking up arms because, at 37, not only was he too old, but he was no longer in fighting form after years of indulging in the finer things of life. But in July of that year, when his wife was safely delivered of their son, John Thaddeus McGinnis II, Mr. McGinnis accepted the position.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?